Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a very cult-friendly episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by our sponsor, Label Joker Incorporated, who owns everything that matters. I mean, literally everything. I'm Hate Sec. You're listening to Hate Radio. Joining us live tonight is Astrid MacFax, the Chronicle.su, and Kilgore Trout.
Bueno.
What are we going to...
Terror block for life. I mean, Terror Max for life.
Yeah. Easy on the terror block.
Yeah.
We try to keep that on the DL.
If that ever got out,
I really
the actual chemical compound, it would be a travesty for Terramex.
It's our secret recipe.
Secret 11 herbs and spices going to Terra Block.
We were talking today earlier, and we were thinking, with all this talk about the NSA, Snowden, list of people who's getting spied on. We were thinking that Kilgore said Glenn Greenwald will likely release the list of the 11 secret herbs and spices in KFC's fried chicken before he releases the spy list.
We're going to write a story about that even.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a lead. Because the colonel and all his employees are going to be put in danger.
This goes all the way to the top.
Yep. Even the colonel, his life is in danger.
You know, he wasn't really a colonel.
No.
Yeah.
Don't
but,
switch.
Well, listen, in some of these states, like...
Blasphemous to say.
Well, certain southern states, like Tennessee and Kentucky, they have colonels, but they're not colonels like you get in the military.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
It's an esteemed title, and it comes with certain privileges, but it's not a military thing.
Right.
You're kidding. You can be a colonel without being in the military.
Yeah. Fucking, I think the governor or the president or something.
How is that?
I guess people can be, you can get a...
so zany.
The colleges will give you a honorary degree.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Except they just give it to themselves, I think.
And it's military power. Well, let me give you some honorary military power.
I think it's like being a count, you know, like back in the old...
a lord.
Yeah, a lord. An account. Like,
what
back in the old Europe days. The days when Europe was relevant and America wasn't fucking awesome.
Yeah, back in feudal times.
I got this... neo-feudalism bullshit coming up, I don't know.
There was that guy over in England who molested all those kids. What was his name? He was a radio personality.
No, I don't
follow.
Jimmy Savile. He was Sir Jimmy Savile. He was knighted. That's another bullshit title. Knighting Sir Elton John? Sir Paul McCartney?
And, Sir Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They knighted a fictitious character?
No, the actor from the original three.
Nice.
What's his name? I forget.
I mean, he had all the makings of a knight.
Oh, toy.
Just on TV. I mean,
did you know vampires?
He was a Jedi Knight.
Have you ever heard of vampires who do cocaine and heroin through their teeth? They can just, like they're drinking someone's blood, but they do drugs through their fangs.
Really?
Yeah, you ever thought about that?
I saw it on HBO.
Nah.
I used to wonder how big those holes were in their fangs through which they drew blood.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you can draw blood through it, you can draw, any other liquid, right?
Sure. I bet that would feel good on your gums, heroin.
Who knows what it feels like? It's like he's got his own hypodermic syringe, and he never has to worry, you know?
Is that where the blood goes? It goes up through the teeth?
Straight to the
brain. I always thought it was just the penetration point, and then you would suck it out.
That makes a lot more sense.
Drink
it. That's fake vampires. Those are poser goths who want to be vampires. The real vampires, as far as I know, you'll see the two holes in some inside of their neck, and it'll just be like syringes that suck it right out, the blood right out.
And
it'll go up through their teeth. It'll go up through your teeth like they were a snake, a reverse snake.
Straight to the brain.
Hey, so where did I get that idea?
Brain barrier, like, fuck that liver bullshit. They don't have to deal with livers. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it doesn't even reach the liver. It just stays up in their noggins.
I'm sick of poser vampires now. You've convinced me, Kilgore.
What about, where does that idea come from, that they had the holes in their fangs? Because I know I must have seen that or read that somewhere.
I mean, probably from the book Dracula, which is actually only semi-fictional.
It's more of a biography.
Research. Well, it's more of an autobiography. You know, that Bram Stoker actually has some some interesting facts about him that most people don't know. He may, in fact, have been related to Dracula through, you know, maybe Dracula himself bit Bram Stoker. We don't know. But Bram Stoker almost certainly is still alive today under a different alias because, you know, vampires are immortal. And he's still writing. He may be ghostwriting the Twilight series even.
I was thinking he might be George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, I would think it would be something a little less canonized than some vampire fiction. I think he'd probably want to remain under the radar. Like, maybe he's Stephen King, you know?
Maybe he's self-publishing.
He could be.
Maybe his work is on Amazon.
He could be, like, a struggling writer, like, trying to make it big.
But he already made it big.
Cigarette smoking man, but not in this generation, though.
He's done more than made it big. He survived to see the legacy of his work 100-some years later. And
yeah, but now his life is so empty because
he's just got to live for blood.
Yeah, like what is he doing now? It's just gosh, there's nowhere to go from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
What about the subculture of people who imitate real vampires and they drink blood and they, like, you know, they put on the goth makeup and
they're fucking stupid.
Are they? They're not real vampires.
You know, it's kind of like a cosplay furry type thing. And
yeah, it's a brony kind of.
You know.
Same subculture. Or
they can pretend. You know, they get to pretend. I mean, we can't take away their right to pretend or even, you know, even the claim that they're a true vampire, you know, just because they go through the motions of being a true vampire. You know, it is an important question. And the vampires, the true vampires, shouldn't get to decide or draw the line. You know, just because they have fangs that can suck up blood, does that mean that they're really the only true vampires? I think, really, now that I really think about it a little bit, they're just as much of vampires as any other vampires out there, you know, just because of their lifestyle and the way that they may not. The thing is, they just don't get the mortality.
Are they? Would you say they're kind of like they're trans vampires?
That's your words, not mine.
What about energy vampires? Are they up there?
Oh man, those are a big
genre. That's a whole different genre.
I think they're the most real.
I think they are. Well, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't think so. I think that they
are
equally real.
No, I strongly disagree.
I think that they're the most dangerous, but I don't think they're any more or less real than vampires and trans vampires. That's just my opinion.
You think they're just different?
No, I can get on board with that.
I think they're more powerful. I think they can be more powerful. But they're not any more real or less real. They may be more prolific. There may be more of them. And in that sense, maybe they're more real.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
They're easier to spot there. They have a higher profile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes
they're very manipulative. That's the thing. They're essentially sociopaths.
You can see them in mirrors.
Yep. They don't have the creepy costume that even, you know, the difference between a vampire and a trans vampire is trans vampires will always be just full out. Well, you know, maybe not always, but trans vampires generally are going to be wearing the typical, stereotypical vampire. They're not as subtle. Sometimes
right.
they are.
There's the
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, regalia
but,
that they have to adhere to.
Yeah. Vampires, though, you keep, sometimes you won't know a real vampire unless you see them missing from a mirror. Trans vampire, these are the people going on HBO talking about how they love being vampires, you know. And the energy vampires, you'll never spot them. That's what makes them so dangerous is they look like anyone. They could be anyone at all.
Are you a trans vampire?
I'm not a trans vampire, but I am an energy vampire. Did you notice? Did you ever notice?
No, I didn't. Because I guess just because we're friends, I never really considered the possibility.
Well, I think you're an energy vampire too, and I mean that as a compliment. Same with you, Asher.
And in that way, in that regard, we can't really bring each other down or pick each other up. We're all kind of at a flat neutral.
It's a level playing field right here on Hate Radio tonight.
We, just like other, you know, trans vampires don't feed on each other. Bram Stoker.
Actually, they do. I thought they
Dracula.
Did. See, the trans vampires
do
feed on each other, but the true vampires, they wouldn't. They don't get
they
anything
can't.
Out of feeding
There's
on
There's nothing
people.
In there for them.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's like they're sucking out a dry corpse. This doesn't work.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
You think trans vampires have a higher rate of STDs?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
they're
looking for it. They're chasing it.
True vampires can't even get an STD because they're immortal.
Right.
Like, they'll get it and they'll be a carrier, but it won't affect them because they aren't even a human being. They're something else.
Right. Interesting, because there's been a lot of debate about some bloodborne pathogens are passed on.
Oh, yeah?
Does HIV have to be through gay anal sex?
Almost always, but it can pass through the blood in other ways.
Can it be, like, bloodborne through the mouth?
Yeah, but you've got to be gay.
Via, you know, extreme penetration and blood sucking.
Hey, did you guys see the latest Shoe Nice video? He's really desperate and reaching now.
Let's see. What
he did is he got a cactus, and he's slicing it up and dipping it in Dave's Insanity sauce. If you've ever tried that, the tiniest little drop of it will just, you know, have your whole face turn red and you tear up.
It's got a desert theme to it.
Yeah, it's good stuff if you, like, use it very sparingly and you just want your food to be hot as fuck without using very much hot sauce. And it's really not, doesn't have much taste to it, though.
How's the video?
You know, it's a classic, typical Shoe Nice, but, like, his preface, he started a new YouTube channel because... I think the ad network has really punished him for being a fringe type of character who cusses and does scary things. He's been put down by the Google ad network, and he has to start new.
I wonder if it's because he wrote around.
Just like us, man.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Google doesn't play nice at all when it comes to ads.
No.
Yeah, it's a fascist way of controlling people's... speech.
And they're ubiquitous, too.
Through finance. And sure, the ad companies don't want to necessarily, maybe the ad companies, what it is it's a failure or a resistance to, match up at the companies that are doing the advertising with the proper venue. Really, they just want it all to be one homogenous stream that they can put anything anywhere because that way less of a burden on them, more money for them, and as opaque and you know, unresponsive as they can make it, the better. You know, we still don't even know why they've put the hate on us.
Yeah, they never gave us a reason. And when
it was probably in the clause that they didn't have to. So.
Well, I'm sure it was. I mean, you don't have to read that clause to violate something in it.
Yep.
We don't even have to take two breaths to violate something in it.
What it was we finally started getting, like, a lot of traffic, and, like, it was really about to balloon up what the payments were going to be. And that's when they conveniently decided to, I guess, put us under review. And...
Oh, you could have financial freedom. You're out.
That's so much funnier because I'm looking at Bill on Skype right now, and his cocaine bison said that. His bison with cocaine all over its face lit up and told me we can have freedom. And he revoked it.
Snowy bison.
I'm debt free. Debt free.
Oh, man.
You ever listen to that Kelly Ramsey AM radio show?
No.
People will call in and they'll say, hey, Mr. Ramsey, I'm debt free. I've been following your plan for years now, listening to your radio show every night. I love your economic advice. God bless you.
I'm debt free now.
And so, that's how how they call into the conservative talk radio shows and they'll say, oh.
Michael Savage.
You're a great American. You're a great American. Or they'll say
intelligent.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, they'll say whatever. And you call in Kelly Ramsey, and it's all, I'm debt-free. I'm debt-free for a year now. Fall on your plan.
Fucking AA. Like, you get congratulatory fucking radio shout-outs instead of coins for your year of being debt-free.
You assign all your success to that person.
Yeah.
Like to Ramsey.
That's right.
Higher power.
And he constantly talks about God and Jesus. It's like because Jesus wants you to be debt-free, and he has this whole theology built up from the Bible. And what he does, though, if you look into his show, is he's a tyrant around the office, and he'll some guy.
Is he a regular Steve Jobs?
I'm not sure. I don't know much about Steve Jobs at all, but probably. And so what he does is he calls these meetings where he's super aggressive and threatens everyone in the office collectively when one person has been posting on a blog about how he's not a good guy and is very passive aggressive and writes mean emails and is very controlling and sexist and so on, and
but how does he feel about trans vampires, though?
He hates them.
What?
I'm totally shocked.
He's a bigot. I mean, he just has no room in his heart for any kind of role playing or serious identity building. You know, fantasy identities, fandoms. He doesn't like fandoms unless it's his fandom. That's the thing. It's not his fandom. It's someone else's fandom, and you can't have that.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, if it's not about getting debt-free, what good is it, right? Because that's the whole point of the show, is to get you debt-free. And have finance, you know, you got to get your financial freedom, right?
I was watching this movie yesterday called Son of God. And one of the scenes, it's all about Jesus and like what Jesus did and like what was so rebellious. And Jesus walks into the Temple of Solomon and there's all these like tax collectors and like people changing money and stuff. And Jesus just takes the tables and flips them over, spilling all of the coins into the street.
Damn, Jesus. What was he thinking?
He didn't like that the temple had been turned.
He's so full of debt.
It's like, you guys and your debt.
They put you in the stone pit for next to nothing back then. They didn't have much in the way of entertainment back then.
Yeah.
He was just asking for it.
I'm finally debt-free.
See, that's the secret, though. They don't really want you to be debt-free.
They want you.
It's the whole fucking Ponzi scheme.
He tells people these things like, what kind of, people will call in and be like, I'm strapped with debt. I'm so poor right now. I'm about to kill myself and my family. I got the shotgun loaded. And he'll be like, what kind of car are you driving? And whatever they say, he'll be like, go out and buy you a $2,000 Honda. Get rid of that debt. And, get some used little Honda. You'll get better gas mileage, too. And what kind of house are you living in? What's your rent? And he'll just ask them these questions like this and give them – he's got this stock set of answers.
So he'll just lowball everything that they say.
And whenever someone's like,
hey, what do you got, Xbox 360? Getting SNES.
That's right. And people will be like, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm going to kill myself. And he'll be like, maybe you should, declare bankruptcy. Well, actually, anytime someone's like, I want to declare bankruptcy, like, don't do it. That's bad. Don't
kill
declare
yourself
bankruptcy.
Instead.
Yeah, yeah. Kill yourself first.
Just consider your options, really.
God hates it when you commit bankruptcy.
It's like that hidden 11th commandment.
It's a sin against the,
sin against the state.
The economy. The economy, and God wants, Jesus is the biggest capitalist of all, because capitalism is freedom,
Absolutely.
All right, this has been the Chronicle Hate Show. Kilgore, thanks for making me laugh the hardest I've laughed in 6 weeks. Thanks, Asherb.
Cheers.
Good night, everybody, and go fuck yourself.
Rip inside Enigma, get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. Commando out of heart, Ridley to Spock, I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a car. Say my name is Boba Fett, I know my shit is tight, not acting right, no foes in a carbonite. Got telescopic sight, flame swords on my wrist, you still don't get the chance. Spike pussy made a kick, car kicks and made a hit. You think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch, I see you in the Sarlacc pit. You just flipped my switch, integrity's been dipped. You scratch it on my ear, you know I shoot again. Got the bean and second ceilings, way to lick my lusty lips. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and seek a smile high side. Hope you have hyper job, pay to stay alive. Don't try to slip me five, cause I never take a bribe. To the beat of a different drama, best bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else we be put under. As in 6 feet, got an imperial fleet backing me up, gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a death star, got full payments on my car. Headed over to Hammerhead at most lusty bar. Used to carjack him, he's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. And for me that's not an option, can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpack got jets, well I'm over.